Welcome, welcome, Fukuoka Fat Guys podcast number 5.
Wow, we made it 5 episodes.
I know, man. The only New Year's resolution still going.
Yeah.
Oh, man. How you been this week, brother?
I've been all right. It's back to being cold.
Yo, God. That came out of nowhere, too.
Yeah, be careful what you wish for, dude.
I know. The groundhog see a shadow?
He's all like, I want it to be hot or cold.
Leave me alone. Because we get these half-ass winters. I'll be going outside with my jacket.
Now my balls are freezing.
Dude, I don't want to leave my house. This is how it's hard to diet. When you don't leave, and you don't buy food.
Yeah, but
what comes to me?
You got
to
re-download that Uber Eats app. Yeah, yeah.
Let me go spend like $8,000 with Uber Eats. Most horrible app ever. Oh, man. No, this whole week has just been relatively like springish weather, and then today just icy tundra of, yeah, just, you know, it feels like Antarctica just came out and just came to chill for the day.
And with all those people like in the Midwest and Chicago,
I know,
like, -50, and they're like damn you stupid black guys in Fukuoka.
We're complaining about like 51 degrees. And they're like,
51 my ass, it's 60s, we're in the 60s.
I don't know, man. When I lived in Vegas, I just had to get used to like super hot weather. And when I'd go back to California to hang out with everybody, oh man, I was such a punk. You know, California's got wonderful weather too, but it's just my body adjusted to super hot temperatures. So then cool temperatures were like really, really, you know, hard on me. Then I came out here and we used to have summer and winter. I'm like, all right, I can get down with this.
Now, but Japanese people always say, oh, Japan is great. We have 4 seasons.
Oh, God. That's the favorite question to ask. How many seasons do you have in your country? And I'm like, you know, those words are translated in English too, right? Like, of course we got. Oh, it's hilarious.
Nah, I mean, I see where they're coming from, because like in Hawaii, we got what?
One. Spring. You got summer and then spring summer. Yeah. And then
and some rain. So
summer. Yeah. I don't know. It's, I guess all those like those places along the equator would have.
Yeah.
No, it's, but yeah, this cold, I love it. You know, I just don't want to leave my house. Like, I got to walk 3 miles to school tomorrow.
Yeah, if only, like, we could find a way not to, like, leave the house.
Just work out from home and do everything, work from home, work online.
Unfortunately, I had to get my ass to your house to record this.
And how did you get here today?
I bicycled.
So in this icy weather, do you have any gloves?
I forgot my gloves in the car. It's a long story.
He came over, his hands chattering, they look blue. He's like, I had to ride, was it 40 minutes?
About an hour.
Hour by bicycle in this weather. And it's windy.
Yeah, super windy. I mean, if you think my hands are blue.
Okay. Oh, no. But like I said, I love it when it's cold. I can always put on more clothes. But in the summer, you can only get so naked before you get arrested.
Yeah, and you will get arrested.
I'll get arrested pretty goddamn quick. I hate sweating in the summer.
Us black guys always bring in that property values and stuff.
I love how you've just joined the black coalition now. Everybody's going to, when they see your picture, they're gonna be like, wait a minute.
So, oh, yeah. Speaking of our picture, I have to apologize for our false advertising. apparently, the picture was my Facebook profile picture when I signed up for the account. So it was a picture of me and Chase.
And I'm not Chase. Little bit difference between us, huh?
Well, we are 3 black guys, but...
three. Me and Chase are the black guys. But, oh, yes. Speaking of other false advertisements, our dozens and dozens of fans...
We are 3 fans out there. 3 fans. So apparently there's been some complaints about me in a pink bikini.
Not in a pink bikini. There was promises made. And
I put it on. I just didn't take any pictures because I wanted to spare the world. I mean, did you really want to see?
I don't want to see. You see, you've been saying too much shit, and you're going to get me fucking pulled into it this
No,
shit.
If I'm going to wear a pink bikini, Anthony Tucker is going to wear a pink bikini.
Don't you dare call me by my full goddamn name. No, you're over here talking about, oh, we're going to do the before and after pictures, and we're going to do all this shit. And me, I'm shutting the fuck up during those parts. Because I'm like, there ain't no we here. It's Fukuoka Fat Guy now. Take the S off.
No.
Now they're like, where are the pictures at? Everybody's over here. Where are the pictures at? And I'm like, oh, shit.
Don't worry. I have a bunch of, like, fat pictures on my phone, all right? That's all I have.
If they ain't in a pink bikini, it's false advertisement. Dude, and we can be sued for the money we don't have.
All right. No problem. Anyways, I will head to Don Quixote and I will pick up one of those things, and that'll be the new podcast picture.
First off, you know Don Quixote, any store out here ain't gonna have a bikini that'll fit either of us. What the hell are you talking about? You gonna have to like fucking get some drag queen stuff from the States.
Drag queen big and tall.
Well, shit, all the men are big and tall that do drag stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know. Don Quixote is our like 24-hour Walmart kind of thing out here. It's a Walmart packed into like a 2-story house, just all the stuff. There's no room to move. It's got a lot of shit, but
yeah, it's actually a pretty interesting thing. Like if you ever in Japan, you find yourself here, check out a Don Quixote. It's worth it.
They do have bikinis. They got everything, but like I said, in monster size, that's
our size, but. <Yeah. laughs> Like, it's going to be hard to find anything that's our size. You know, even in America, sometimes you'd have a hard time, but...
Oh, yeah. Shoes. I still, to this day, hate buying shoes. I'll send my sister, I'll send you guys out, I'll send anybody. My cousin, she used to get me shoes. I hate it. Just looking so stupid, be like, oh, excuse me, do you have this in size 14? And they're like, are you serious? Like, what the hell are you doing wasting my time in this goddamn store? You know we don't sell the monsters here. And I'm like, shit.
But I like whenever I go look for shoes for you and then, like, give me whatever you got that's 14. Yeah, that's and then they bring out the, like, ugliest clown shoes that they have. It's like, it's crazy.
You know, purple, pink, and shit brown. That's a lovely color on a shoe. We got that size for you. And it's like, why? No, it drives me nuts. I got laughed at one day out here. I went into a Japanese shoe store and I asked him in Japanese. I was like, oh, do you have this Adidas in size 42? And the guy went, are you serious? And I was like, damn.
At least they laughed about it.
I don't want them to fucking laugh. That hurt me. I'm going to go kill myself now. Like, he was so mean.
So what do you think about these trunks that they're starting to send people like back home?
Trunks?
Basically, companies like Amazon and other places are they're sending you clothes based on like your preferences. So they'll send you like shoes that you might like, clothes that you might like, and you just kind of keep the ones you want and you send back the rest.
You know what that sounds like? You remember back in the day when they had that music thing, the CDs that would always come like every month that you could never like unsubscribe for?
Oh, what was that thing called?
I don't, it was like something house, the
Random House?
No. What the fuck
is it, Random House? Random House is a dictionary maker.
No. But yeah, it sounds like that.
Like, if you guys can tell us what that service was where they, like, you know, old guys like us, they had CDs. I know. There was no Spotify back then, so.
Mixtapes? Yeah. No, but a lot of companies have been doing that. Like, loot crates and stuff, you pay a monthly fee and they'll send you, like, things they think you'll like under, like, a certain amount of money. Like, if you pay $20, they'll send you $20 of stuff every month. And those have been getting popular, so I'm not surprised. But, I mean, it seems kind of helpful for those of us who don't like to shop a lot and stuff, but...
You mean the crazy people in Japan who don't like to leave their house?
Hey, don't you fucking judge me, alright? It's cold today. You know, only thing I'm thinking about is how I'm going to eat. Like, who wants to come deliver me food?
I think Grace is coming by in a little bit, so we might finagle some food.
No. Man, you thinking I'm going to leave this goddamn house and go out into the damn Arctic? Screw that. Watch all the penguins walking out in front of my house? No way. No, I think it would be helpful, but the only problem is there's, like, people, like, Fukuoka has a lot of fashion. You know, people who, like, kind of want to identify themselves by their fashion, so I don't know if they'd want to be wearing the same things as somebody else, like, you know.
Yeah, the other day, like, I was just looking up Supreme clothing. I was, like, shocked. Like, how much their used market, like, drives
the price. Supreme is so fucking stupid. For those who don't know, which it's probably, like, two people, but Supreme is the business with the kids, right? The bee's knees, or whatever the fuck they say these days. It's a clothing line that makes a very limited amount, which drives up their prices, because...
Yeah, and apparently they drop something new once a week, and yeah, you got to go line up, and apparently Fukuoka is one of the places that has a store.
Yeah, I've seen them, and they'll sleep, they'll be outside, you know...
3 days sometimes.
Mm-hmm. And they'll buy shirts, and I think the shirts will only be like 30, 40 bucks, but they'll resell for like a grand or so sometimes. Yeah. So, yeah, screw that, I ain't got that kind of money, you know.
Yeah, I don't even have money for the $40 t-shirt, you know?
Yeah. you just got to steal it.
Yeah.
And it's such a stupid logo. It's just a red box with white letters that says Supreme, and everyone loves that shit. It's
better than two fat guys in a pink bikini.
Hey, then, you know, okay, I'll do that. I'll give you that. I'll pay a grand to wear a Supreme shirt before I wear a goddamn bikini. But no, it's goofy stuff. But it's... But speaking of goofy stuff, the thing that really, like, kind of makes me laugh is the idea of homeowners associations. Like,
what is a homeowners association, James?
It's well, thank you there, Carl. Well, you see what happens. You get to buy a house, but then you got to follow somebody else's rules for your house. Like, if you live in, like, a certain development and stuff, like, in America, we used to have that. And
yeah, yeah. I think most neighborhoods, most buildings will have a homeowners association. And the fees are not cheap, you know?
Yeah. Like,
they're pretty steep.
But, and when I lived in Atwater, there was no homeowners association. I guess it's countryside. Like, we ain't fancy. So, when I was living in Vegas, especially when I moved out on my own, before I moved to Japan, I lived in this two-story house with a couple of friends. And it was dumb shit, like, we can see your garbage can from the driveway. And it's like, so the fuck what? I got a garbage can. You know, like the big ones you'd have to take out on trash day?
Yeah, yeah.
And then, like, you got these little snitches that go around. Oh, I'd love to fight somebody who snitched on me at an HOA, whatever. God.
Yeah, they took their trash out on Wednesday.
They took their trash out 2 hours early. Oh my God, the world's gonna fucking end. But no,
but why do you think they do that? Do you think, like, they're just trying to protect the association, or do you think they just have nothing better to do?
I think they want to have, like, I guess it would keep property values up if it looks, you know...
Just don't let us people in.
Just don't let black people in the first place. We got no problem. But at the same time, this past week I've been watching Hoarders Buried Alive, and I've seen the opposite of, like, what happens when you just let people kind of go. So
you've seen my house, right?
No, dude.
Like, I'm not even joking.
Well, I mean, you guys are moving into a bigger space soon, hopefully, and you'll have more room for all that stuff. And when you move, you're going to have to throw it away anyway. So
Throw it away!
But no, Hoarders. I watched that, and I'm like, I want to send it to my auntie, because I got in trouble when I was in college or high school. She came to my room, and she's like, this is disgusting. And 8 hours, we cleaned my goddamn room. She took me to, like, we did two trips to Walmart to buy, like, containers and stuff. And then after that, every time she'd come to visit, she's like, James Anthony Tucker, if that room is not clean. And my mom loved it. Oh, I'd be in there. I'd be panicking and stuff. Gotta clean my room, clean my bathroom, cleaning all parts of the house. Because, like, I'm gonna be the only one that gets in trouble, you know. And then I watch Hoarders Buried Alive, and these fools got roaches.
Wait, you're talking about Buried Alive?
It's the subtitle of a stupid show. They're not actually buried alive. One cat was. No, the cat was buried dead.
Wait, a person was in there?
No, a cat.
Oh, a cat. Not like a cool cat.
Shut up. There was a cat that had been missing for 2 years. And they're like, oh, there he is. And then they had the nerve to cry. They over here crying over this cat, and it's like, the fool's been gone 2 years.
That they killed. Yeah. They, like, murdered the cat.
Dude, these houses, and it gives you the, like, your skin crawls because they're...
Chicken skin is what we call it in Hawaii.
What?
That goosebumps?
Yeah, oh, yeah. Chicken skin. Oh, okay. Yeah, because, man, you'll see roaches, like, oh, God. There's people in this, and this woman, this little kid's trying to cook for her mother in the kitchen, and she's just, like, swatting roaches away from the pot, and I'm like... Oh, God.
Wait, so the hoarders keep roaches, too?
No, they don't keep... You don't ever... No one keeps roaches. Roaches just hang out, yo. They, dude, it's so disgusting. And I'm like, my house is not bad at all.
Why do people watch these shows?
Feel good about myself, I'll tell you that much. Like, shit, I see them screwing. I'm like, ha-ha, my shit ain't dirty now.
Maybe I should start watching that show,
too. Oh, God, dude, it is... But you gotta be careful, man. There are so many bugs, and it's a mental problem, apparently. So, like, it's a mental problem, but as I watch it, I get mad at these people, because I'm like...
So, I got a friend. He might have a mental problem. So, what does he have to do to overcome this?
I got a friend, his name rhymes with Carl, and he needs to know how to stop putting all this shit in his house. Step one, listen to your wife. Step two, you're done. Like, you can't have, you know, much stuff anymore after that, though. But no, it just cracks me up. Heard a story about my mom apparently has been, you know, hanging out with my cousins and stuff, and they have a homeowners association, and you know, my mom loves like water, like looking at lakes and stuff, and they have three dogs. Well, the HOA only says you can have two. So my mom took the dogs outside like 15 minutes. They, like, that day they got contacted by the HOA.
Wait. You can have two dogs, but not three.
And I mean, I bet you one of those dogs is like a poodle or a chihuahua or something that didn't even qualify as a dog, but, you know, they're not going to have three big dogs.
How did you know the dog wasn't just visiting?
That's the thing, too. Apparently, it was. They were just watching it for a friend or something, but just how quickly mofos they'll snitch.
Man, you think there's some cameras and stuff?
No, it ain't no cameras. There's people taking it with their cell phone like little punks.
Or there's dog sensors.
Dog sensors?
Like, I sense two dogs.
No.
Three.
But it's like, but what's the difference between like one, two, and three, you know?
Obviously a number.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank you for that. God, well, there we go. Problem solved. It was
I don't know. I don't know why people do that. Like, why do you have to make it your own business? Especially like if the dog isn't malicious or like... If a tenant isn't, like, a problem?
Yeah, if the house looks fine, if the dog's not crapping on everybody's yard and stuff, you know, that I could see as an issue. You know, people who walk dogs and let them, you know, drop deuces everywhere and then leave it. You should be able to fight those people.
Yeah, make them eat the deuce.
But other than that, yeah, I don't know. It's, maybe I just like to be angry, but, you know.
That would really irritate me. Just the snitch kind of thing is pretty bad, you know?
Yeah. No, I get that 100%, but I don't know. I'm quick to jump to anger sometimes, especially when you're tired.
Yeah, what happened to your Zen attitude?
Hey, first off, you don't live in my family and develop a goddamn Zen attitude, all right? I had to live. I had to survive, you know? I got a sister with, like, the powers of a demon, and, you know...
Now she has a gun.
No, she has a gun. She's
gonna shoot your ass.
She's jumping over walls and stuff with...
She's an actual cop now, right?
Like, she's... No, she graduates April, I think the end of April.
Okay.
So, yeah, from the end of April, I see the body count in America probably skyrocketing just quite a bit.
That's good.
No, you know... Oh,
population control?
Yes, I ordered two cheeseburgers with extra cheese. Oh, sorry, we'll fix that. Pop, pop, too late. You know, Judge Dredd over here. But no, I'm never going home.
Yeah, unless you want to be alive.
No, I talk too much shit. I can't stop. Oh, you know, yeah. Somebody, I don't know, you're in the unstoppable evil. Like, I gotta say something. Be like, El Satan, you will never burn me alive. But
you better watch it.
Hey,
maybe stop talking about your sister.
I can't, dude. You can't make me start to tell me to stop. You know, it's one of the reasons I was like afraid for like.
I do like you a lot, Asia. I really respect you a lot. I don't know your brother. That's another story.
He's not here today. This is all Carl talking in two different voice tones. This is Carl too right now. Nice to meet you.
You know my voice is a Tyson voice. Come on, man. No offense, Mike Tyson, but that voice. That's crazy.
No, it was. It always made me laugh because I'm always afraid that my kids are going to be like me if I ever have kids.
You mean big?
Well, other than big, like I was a punk growing up for, you know, a good part of my year. I had a cousin half my size who used to whoop my ass. And my dad's like, why are you letting your cousin whoop your ass? And I'm like, I didn't want to get in trouble. And then after that, he's like, well, you can protect yourself. And I broke my closet with his head.
Oh,
but I was just, you know, I'm this big goofy, you know, walking giant, and then, you know, all these people like who come up to my knee would like pick on me when I was growing up, and you know, I'm afraid of that, and like, and then if my sister, oh god, if she spawns a demon, geez, like, I'm just gonna call it Hitler, like from day one, or what? Like, I can imagine just spewing fire. Doesn't even have like a regular birth. It just earth cracks open and this little baby crawls out.
Oh boy. But yeah, what do you think your kid's going to be like? What do you want them to be like?
What I want them to be like? I just want them to survive and not be stupid. I mean, like, I want the common sense logic. I'm going to bang that into their heads, but...
You know, book smarts. That's hard these days.
Like, it's not hard.
It seems like common sense is not so common.
it's not so common because no one teaches it anymore. No one teaches their kid like, so hey, fire is hot.
You know? There should be English, like science and common sense.
Common sense, you know, survival skills. I don't know. Just the YouTuber. There was a YouTuber who put a phone book on his chest and had his girlfriend shoot him with like a Magnum.
Oh yeah, that's what they call the Darwin Awards.
Yeah, the Darwin Awards. Yeah. So if you thought a bullet was going to be stopped by a phone book from a high-powered gun, like nobody no one taught you maybe to test it before you did it on a human subject
or a mannequin.
Yeah, I'm just like saying. So, you know, like, God, that's what I want to just get into my kid or kids' heads. Just don't be stupid.
But these people, like, they can buy guns.
Yeah, I know. But, oh, God. And speaking of guns, Pennsylvania's talking about adding a video game tax to stop school shootings for M-rated games. Yeah, I just heard it, like, 2 days ago.
What? So they're going to tax a video game so that there will be less school shootings. I think that would cause more school
shootings. They're going to tax, like, video games cost about $60 new, so they're going to tax violent games to $70 and then use that money for, I guess, to help, like, to have safe spaces and stuff for schools.
So what do they consider a violent game then?
Anything like, rated M or above.
So is Overwatch considered a
violent game? That's T for teen. There's no blood and just it's shooting.
T for titty? What did you say?
I didn't say that kind of. But yeah, so just because of stuff like that. You know, you kind of, because we lived in a gun household. My family, there was tons of guns in my house. And ain't nobody got shot. Which, I guess I'd be the most likely victim of, you know, the gun violence with a sister like I had. But
did you guys have, like, shooting time with your dad?
No, he'd take us out. I mean, we just never got into it like he did. But
so, you did skeet?
No,
Cool James.
I went hunting with my dad when I was a kid. I remember that. And I found out that I can't shoot for shit. I wear glasses now, so I'm just going to blame it on that. But, you know, everybody's reaction's like 1,000 times faster than
me. Yeah, but everyone thinks it's easy to shoot, though. It's pretty hard to shoot.
It's not, but it is fun. I will say that. You know, it is like to have a target and hit it, like shooting bottles off a gate or something. That's like super fun. But there's people who drive in America that I don't think need a license. There's people who have kids who I don't think need to have kids. And there's people who have guns who definitely don't need to have guns.
Yeah. I mean,
not without being trained properly. Like, a lot of these fools will watch a movie and they're like, oh, I could do that. But they're going to blame it on video games.
Hold the gun sideways, you know?
That's a really that's how you aim. What are you talking about? The gangster lean? That's, man, +5 to accuracy.
I guess so.
What are you talking about?
But what would I like my kid to be like?
That's what I want to know. What do you think your kid, not what you like, what do you think your kid will get?
If I have a kid, what do I think it's going to be like? It's not going to be good.
You know, imagine, like, I'm just thinking of a kid that's on a sugar high 24/7.
You know that karma thing that they always talk about? Like, my mom used to always tell me, just watch. When you have kids, they're going to do these kinds of things today. I'm like thinking to myself, oh, man. That's going to be pretty bad. I've done a lot of really bad things just like you, so.
Whoa. I didn't say I did a lot of bad stuff. Whoa, I'm worried I'm going to have a kid who's dumb or a punk, you know? That's not bad.
Well,
I don't think I was a bad kid.
What did they say about that? Like, it's harder for stupid people? Life is harder for stupid people?
I don't know. Ignorance is bliss. What are you talking about?
I mean, see, that's the thing, right? Like, if ignorance is really bliss, then, man, there must be a lot of blissful people in this world.
Bliss people. Well, those are the morning people who are just like, oh, what a lovely morning. It's like, shut the hell up before I smack the shit out of you.
I mean, I can't blame them, you know. It's like, they're trying to...
Wait, you can't blame them for being stupid? I can. Come on now. Like, life teaches you stuff sometimes, right? So that means even from just your experiences in life, you're just like, derp a derp derp, I'm going to stick my finger in this blender.
I like how you pick blender and I pick socket. So I guess you did that when you were younger.
Hey, I got all my fingers. I ain't never stuck in no goddamn blender.
Well, I stuck my finger in the socket.
Why did you stick your finger in a socket?
I just wanted to see what it was like. As a kid, you never saw those, like, electronic fence, electric fence videos, and like if I pee on it.
we had them for the a lot of the farms out where I live.
So did you pee on it?
No, no, I didn't. I thought about it. Yeah. But I was like, the current will carry.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, is your pee, like, if you can, if you're like a Zen master and you can slow your pee down a little bit. You know, if you can control the rate of pee, then the electricity is not fast enough to go up your pee-pee hole.
Yeah, yeah. See, there's that logic we were talking about. I was like 8 and I was still understood electricity. Boom. It's lightning fast. Did you pee on electric fence?
There was no electric fence for me to pee on.
I'm going to break everything.
That's okay.
Oh, no. But so you stuck your finger in a socket.
Yeah.
You live to tell the tale, though. Did it happen more than once?
Yeah. God damn it. There's probably reasons why I am Carl. You know how, like, lately they've been talking about, like, a lot of CTE?
Mm-hmm.
People who have banged their head a lot of times.
Yeah.
Like, there's one time, for some strange, odd reason, when I was maybe 9 or 10, I was in the back of the pickup truck, and I was like, oh, I wonder what happens if I just jump off the pickup truck.
God damn.
And then, you know, try to catch myself, and then hit myself in the head, and then my mom's still like, don't go to sleep.
Don't you have a concussion?
Yeah. I'm like, I really didn't know that if you hit your head, you know, something bad might happen to you.
Oh, God.
Obviously, now I know.
Well, see, me, I just never tried to hit my head. I remember my grandma and my aunt, they told me a story about my dad one day. Like, my dad's family, we had this old, they had this ghetto-looking house, and they used to have, like, animals, I remember, as a kid. And they had chickens in the basement, because I guess the chicken coop got destroyed. Like, chicken coop was, like, a piece of shit. So they had newspapers everywhere, and I think I was like 3 or 4. And I'm just walking down there with them, and I had this green commando jacket, and I just followed them everywhere because I wasn't in school yet. And the newspaper slipped, and I did the splits, and I fell in chicken shit. And they started laughing at me. And then, you know, when you're a kid, you start crying, you're like, stop laughing at me. And my auntie and my grandma were so loving, like, these people, like, they lived through racism and slavery, but I had never seen them laugh like this, and they're laughing at me. And then I get up, and then my feet slip out from under me, and I fall face first in the chicken shit some more, and I'm just angry crying. I'm like, why are you laughing at me?
Did it go in your mouth?
Did God, no, it didn't. It got on my beanie, though.
Oh,
I had a Gizmo beanie from Gremlins. But,
oh, Gizmo. Poor Gizmo.
But they felt, they laughed, and then, like, for, like, 30 minutes, and then they felt so bad that they told me a story about my dad when he was young. And they used to have a goat. And they used to tell my dad, they're like, stop fucking with that goat. He gonna lay you out.
Oh, shit. Donkey punch?
No. Apparently, my dad got in the pen and got on all fours when he was a kid and tried to butt heads with the goat and it knocked him the fuck out. It knocked my dad out. And then he woke up in the pen with the goat and he looked around to make sure nobody was around. And he walked into the house, and apparently my grandma and my auntie were laughing so hard that they, like, couldn't even breathe. And as soon as they told me that story, my dad came to pick me up, I asked him about it, and he got so mad at them. He's like, what you doing telling my boy this unnecessary shit?
So here's what I gathered. Stupidity traits come from the father. So all the dumb shit that we do is from our fathers.
Hey, I didn't butt no heads with no goats, so maybe
not
genetics.
That you know.
Not that I know, not that I remember. I mean, I guess I keep fucking with Asia, so this is a little more dangerous than a goat.
That is your goat. Not that I'm calling you a goat, Asia. No, you
know. Goats are too civil and too nice.
Oh, and anyone, if you're wondering why this podcast is a day late.
Oh, God.
Tucker had to reschedule because he had a really important appointment yesterday.
Oh, shut up. I had a date. I had a date with one person, and then she canceled. And then another one was like, oh, well, I have time. And this was our first time hanging out. And I have never been so goddamn bored in my life. Like, I was asking a billion and one questions just to keep the conversation going so that we're not just staring at each other drinking coffee.
I mean, like, here's one thing that I'm really curious about. Like, the silence. Does that bother you? Like,
if it's a first date and you're trying to figure out if you should have a second date with this person, like, the silence, like, there's going to be silence when you're drinking and stuff, but, you know, if you're not talking for minutes on end, just staring at each other, like, what the hell are you doing? Like, go home.
Like, is it a, like, an awkward silence? Like,
yeah, it's pretty much like that. Like, I don't mind silence. I like when you're walking, you know, if you're going to a place, like, you can't talk all the time, but.
Yeah, yeah. Because I'm thinking about a silent podcast.
just some random sounds.
That's an inside joke between my computer. We'll tell you about it later.
But, no, I mean, just to get out the date, I pretended my friend called me, and I was like, oh, I gotta go help him, and then I went home.
Is that bad?
It was just, I mean, she was a nice person, but just.
So, no second date?
No, I'm all right. I'm good on that. You know, I'd rather be home, you know, playing outside in the Arctic right now than do that. But yes, it's my fault that the podcast is a day late. So forgive my trespasses. I hope that our dozens of fans will, you know, find it in their hearts to forgive my sin. But, oh, God. So I'm thinking about going to Apple Store. I need to get a new hookup for my goddamn phone. On the newer phones, you can't just plug your old school
headphone jack.
Yeah, there's no headphone jack, so you have to have like a converter. And the one I got from it kind of tore, and I need to go get it. And I think it might even be free to get it replaced because it's, I think my phone's still under contract. But I don't know if I want to go take the time to go make an appointment to just get a piece, you know, that I need. Like,
just Amazon it.
Amazon, but it's like $40.
Okay, go wait 5 hours.
I was to say, yeah. I mean,
like, wait. So basically, there's the way Apple works is you have to go into their app and schedule an appointment, right?
What?
Or walk into their store and make an appointment.
You can schedule appointments from their app. They have an app.
How old are you, man?
I don't like Apple. The only reason I haven't changed phones is because all my shit's on here. Like, I could give a damn what phone I have as long as it has internet and texting. I'm good, but
people tell me I'm old, but damn.
You're just an Apple fanboy. Is it this computer? Is it a Mac or PC?
It's a computer.
Oh, yeah. See, uh-huh. Your phone, like, how many? You got, like, 10 Apple 10s and stuff?
Yeah. I like Apple products, but that's just me.
Do you like going into their stores and trying to?
I don't mind.
Yeah, see, me and my family, we don't like waiting.
See, here's what I do. If I need something from Apple, I'm going to go there really early in the morning and wait in line.
See, you already lost my family. You said early in the morning. That's a sin where we come from, especially on a day off. I'm going to wake up and go to Apple.
It's either that or waiting 5 hours.
Oh, God. Yes, apparently my mother had to learn that last week. She was like, I went into the store and I just wanted to get a new battery. And she's like, just fix my battery. And they're like, you're going to have to make an appointment. She's like, but I'm here now. And she just couldn't. It was a foreign concept of, like, going into a store and having to make an appointment to get, like, what? It takes, like, 10, 15 minutes to get it done. And just even to come in on a different day, they're like, well, you have to make an appointment for another day, too. And it was just nuts. But Apple's always packed. Remember when we went to Korea?
Yeah, that was pretty crazy.
Holy crap. I don't think you could have walked in there. And I was at least twice as big as the one we had out here.
Yeah.
I'm okay. I like PC. PC Master Race. You know, I'd get a Google phone if they didn't explode or whatever. The Galaxies.
That was a selling point.
We have good Wi-Fi. All you can use minutes. And sometimes they explode.
Here's a present for you.
Man, nobody wants that goddamn present. Explosives. Hey, here's something that might be able to destroy your pocket or you, give you third-degree burn damage. Man, can you imagine trying to get that on a plane?
Yeah, they actually banned that on planes, huh?
Oh, God. That's how bad would that be? Sir, you can't take your phone through, and it's like, why? You know, explosive material and all that stuff. But how am I going to call my family?
Man, could you imagine if that shit was like on a girl's ass? You know, like, you know, people put phones in their ass.
Oh.
And like, smoke's actually coming out. And you're like, girl, your ass is smoking.
You get smacked in the face.
Like, me too. Bitch, I'm trying to help you out.
No, we're trying to save your life. Oh, man.
You literally can say, I saved your ass. Then you bang her.
I like how that just escalated. Just like the porn, you know, plot going through there.
Hey. I'm a writer.
You're a writer. Oh, God.
The podcast ended.
There goes fifth and final podcast. Oh, man. No, it'd be pretty ridiculous and I guess kind of epic, too, all these explosions. But speaking of epic, finally got to watch Aquaman.
How was it?
Aquaman, man, I want to go to the gym right now, but... It's arctic cold outside, so I'm just going to skip. I can't do anything.
He's Aquaman, not Snowman.
Dude, it was good. It was funny. It was like DC's best movie yet.
Really? Better than Wonder Woman?
Oh, yeah. Wonder Woman was good, but this one I had more fun.
What's up with the tone there?
What?
Oh.
No. I was like, oh, if I say Wonder Woman was worse, do I get hashtag Me Too? Like, he hates women. No. It was just I enjoyed Aquaman more.
Yeah, are you starting to question your sexuality?
Oh, God, I'm not questioning my sexuality. It was a good movie. Just homeboy, just nothing but workout. He has both his arms right now. I only have one.
Oh, doesn't he, like, in the cartoon, like, lose his arm, too?
Yeah, he did. He got it bitten off by a piranha, and he had a hook like Captain Hook.
Oh, I thought like, he chopped off his arm to save his kid, that's why.
Oh, I mean, it could be. He's lost it a couple times, but...
Wait. His arm grows back?
No, they reset the whole story.
Oh, I thought it was, like, he's like
Iguana Man. He's a starfish? Yeah. No. It was good, but the director is a horror movie director. He did, like, Saw and all this stuff. And, yeah, for a horror movie director, it had a lot of personality and comedy, so I had a good time. I'm still straight. You know, it's not going to turn you gay watching Aquaman.
Denial.
Even though Denial. He's a seaman.
Did you say he's a seaman?
He's a seaman.
I said Tucker's talking about Aquaman seaman.
I didn't say that. I said he's a seaman. It's totally different. Oh, jeez. But yeah, no, if you guys got time, give it a watch.
Okay.
It's some good stuff.
All right. I mean, I'm securing my manhood.
Yeah, I can see with your pink bikini pictures that are coming sometime, TBD.
Our.
Why am I going to go down this? Unless I'm getting some money for this. And even then, you guys can't afford my bill.
We're doing this for the good of mankind. For every fat guy out there, we will put our asses online. Not on the line.
Not on the line. Online. On the interwebs. No, thank you. Oh, Jesus.
You know, once it's on there forever.
Right? I know. And you'd wonder why I don't want to do it.
Oh, man.
If only somebody didn't start promising shit we were never going to do.
But I don't know how sick you bastards are out there, but why would you want to see that?
Now you're going to blame your dozens of fans?
Unsubscribe. Unsubscribe.
We're back to single digits now. It's just us.
We're always on single digits.
Nobody listening to us.
Man.
We're going to do our marketing push after this. The whole plan, the 5-point plan. We're going to become famous and get 25 followers. Watch.
Yeah. Well, we're shooting for 10.
Just 10. I was aiming lower.
After 10, we retire.
Well, we're going to stop on top. Yep. Oh, man. It's good to be number one. Oh, no. But, I guess you're going to start looking for some damn pink bikini. Is it a pink bikini? Why did you say pink?
I don't know.
You're talking about questioning sexuality and shit, and you're going to say stuff like that and get us called out.
Well, for our fans, we will do anything.
We. God, I'm running away, and I'm never coming
there back. There is we in tween.
Tween. God damn it. Well, I guess we should call it here before he starts promising other shit that I don't want to do.
We always overpromise and overdeliver.
Overpromise, underdeliver. Yeah. Oh God. Well, I guess we'll catch you guys on the flip side next week.
All right. Peace.
Peace out.